Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi there. Happy Friday and welcome to Enter the Light. Jan, Sue, and Lynn are all here, and we have Lori on with us too, so the whole team is here tonight. We're really glad you were able to join us. We really appreciate the callers who are waiting. We just have a little bit of things to say about totems. We're doing part two of our exploration on totems, and so I'm going to turn it over to I'm just going to go to Lori, who's just going to give us a little word on the new moon in Cancer right now and what that means for us. So, Lori.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Just want to remind everybody the new moon is on the 9th. It's in Cancer, and it's all about emotions. You can research that more, but I just wanted to get a heads up to everybody. You know, be prepared and see what it brings. There you go.
So what do you think, like, what you're saying is, like, be aware of any heightened emotion or unusual emotion during this time. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, so awareness is very important. Thanks, Lori. That's a good heads up. And, we'll keep you posted on the phases of the moon. I didn't know we had that knowledge amongst us, so that's really cool. Jan, so I guess you have a poem for us and a couple of announcements, have you?
Yeah, sure. I do, and welcome everybody. This is our 16th show, and I wanted to make this show in honor of my cousin, Becky Kaur. She's been ill, and she rides horses, and she used to show them too, and she has for many years, and she was a nurse for many, many years too. She's been taking care of her husband for a long time also. And anyway, she just loves horses, and I just wanted to say that for the horse totem, it's a beautiful totem, and I wanted to say a few words just about the horse totem in case she's listening or any of the family is listening. You're about to embark upon an unexpected adventure and will have to move very quickly. It's time to free yourself from those physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life, and you need to call upon reserves of stamina and strength to get through it all, but you are much more powerful than you think you are. Teamwork with your family and friends are really important right now and your entire community. And then in another book, I wanted to just say, as a totem, the horse helps you rise above the mundane and see things from a higher spiritual perspective. Your intuition is finely tuned and you use reason to serve your intuition. You tend to look on life as a grand adventure. Perhaps you are in a time of and a place where you need to travel and to broaden your horizons or simply free yourself from an unhealthy situation. Assert your freedom and move in a new direction, and you will recognize your own power. So anyway, that was for my cousin Becky. I just wanted to share that. She's having quite an illness right now, and so I'm just dedicating this show to her. And so
that's
anyway,
beautiful.
Part two. Thank you. Part two of the animal totems, I was I have a small poem for it, but I wanted to say first that my teacher, Jethro Smith, who we've all been involved with, all of us here, and we've worked on his shows also at Psychics Gone Wild, is a master at animal totems. He's just amazing at that. And that, he's another teacher of mine that I was first exposed to and who talked about them and taught us about them. And he totally encouraged me to get involved with them. And so I was on his shows for quite a while, a few years ago, sharing animal totems. And he was very, very excited about any of us who would share the animals. So I just wanted to say that. And one of the first shows I did was with Amy Kavanoff, and I wasn't sharing animals at that time necessarily anywhere except in some of my readings. And then all of a sudden on that show, this Goldfish came through. It was the first one that came through on a live show that I ever did. And she just jumped on it and started looking it up, and she read it over the, you know, read what it meant. And so from then on, that goldfish has meant so much to me. It's like one of my animals that means a lot to me, because it was my first animal on the radio that came through, and it's a really incredible animal too. So anyway, I just want to say that it's the whole thing with animals is that they are around us, and they are guides for us, and they come in physical or symbolic forms through spirit, and they give us messages. They help guide us and protect us. And the word totem, I'm not sure if I said this on the last show, but it's shared by a family or clan. It was in American Indians. They use the word totem. It's just an identity of an animal that would bring for their clan. So, you know, they might call themselves a certain animal clan, in other words. But it's not that word isn't limited to just American Indians. It's for all people, and that's just where it started out, as far as we know, what I've read. And so then, of course, the power animal is the one animal that you start off with in your life and goes with you your entire life, and then you have 10 to 15 other totem animals that you may have, and I think we have a lot more than that personally, because I've seen many more than that on people. And so basically, it's really easy to find them too, because if they come to you two or three times or more, whether in a meditation or in your mind's eyes or in dreams or in the physical life, that's usually going to be one of your animal spirits, totems or animal guides, whatever you want, however you want to say it. And another way of finding them is to just do a small meditation. And you can do prayers or whatever you like to do, whatever feels right for you, and just allow yourself to just open your mind and close your eyes and ask one of the animals to come through that may be one of your totems, and watch and see who comes through. This could very well be one of your animal guides. It's very simple. You can just try it anytime and do it a few days in a row to see if you get the same animal. If you get the same animal, that's usually going to be one of your guides. So it's very exciting, and it's so many people are doing this now. It's just absolutely normal. I know for some it sounds kind of weird, but it's becoming more and more normal. So the last thing I wanted to say was remember that these guides are here to help us. They're not here to harm us. Some of them can get a little irritated sometimes. I've had a couple times when a horse has come through and been a little bit funny with me. And I think that horse was coming in as one of my guides, Eric, and gotten right up into my face and snarled at me and was trying to tell me, you're on the wrong track here. So sometimes we get stuff like that, but for the most part, he wasn't trying to be mean. He was just funning me a little bit, giving me a little bit of a hard time and kind of making fun. But for the most part, they're here to help us. So you don't have to be afraid of them. So I'll just go ahead and, shall I share the poem or now?
Please do, yes.
Well, one of the my totems or guides is a black widow, a spider. That sounds kind of scary, but actually it's not. It goes right with me because I do a lot of writing, and black widows will come around people who are writers. So that's a common thing. And so this is how this goes. They are stunning in their midst as they make their beautifully woven webs. Intricately designed, they will show themselves to ones who may be connected to their magic and essence, to those of their own kind. They share the feminine attributes of divine wisdom, prophecies, and knowledge of this world and beyond. The black widow is a mysterious, delicate, dangerous animal. Who are they that make with them their unusual bond? The writers, the poets, the prophecy givers, and the ones who do magic. they will encounter these poisonous divas and know they are part of our earth for the better more than for the tragic. So that's how that goes.
That's lovely.
And
spiders are actually beautiful, beautiful creatures, and I find them very magical. It's, you know, they can bite, but they, you know, they don't do it to be mean, and they won't do it if you don't bug them, right? So
exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's, you know, Charlotte's Web. I mean, who didn't cry at Charlotte's Web, right? So some spiders are pretty cool. But,
I so too.
Well, we're going to have to figure out, we lost our first caller that was waiting. I guess they couldn't wait any longer. But I don't know whether we should play that clip now or go on to our first caller. So you guys are psychics. Tell me what to do.
Play the clip.
Play the clip? All right. Who would like to preamble this? I guess Jan and I were doing the show last week, and we were on with a caller named Karen, right? Now, Karen had lions all over the place. And, well, Jan, I'm going to let you take over the story because it happened when you were doing a totem reading for Karen. So just anything you want to say before I play it, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Karen came in and she was so excited. She was talking about how she had lions everywhere. She was seeing symbolisms of lions and at her job and just all over the place, everywhere she went, she was getting the symbolism of lion, and she was wondering about that. And so I was talking about it to her, and then all of a sudden, and I was trying to look her up, if I have that file of her, to see exactly what she had said, because it was a really interesting reading. But anyway, as we were talking, you know, and I was talking to her about it, she all of a sudden there was this huge, huge noise of a lion actually making a roar. And Lynn goes, did you happen to hear that? And we all heard it. It was like really, really loud. I mean, just really loud. And
Here we go. I'm going to play it. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Let me just throw it on here. All right.
Okay. And what you think you should do. So that's basically the message of the lion. And
it definitely makes sense. Yeah.
Am I nuts or did I just hear a lion roar? No, I'm not joking, you guys. Nobody heard that, eh?
I heard it, Lynn. I heard it. I thought you were doing something with
the... No,
man,
I thought that was you. Wow, that was too weird.
No, are you kidding me?
Lion roar.
Lynn, I did too. I thought you were doing something. I thought you were like... Oh,
like I had enchiladas for dinner? No, I heard a lion roar just now. Okay, let's carry on. That's exciting. Anyway, it goes on a bit, but that's that you guys heard that. That's just came in while you were talking, Jan, which is pretty awesome. Jan?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I
thought I'd lost you guys. Yeah, I thought your lion got you.
I was like mesmerized by that. I'm still blown away by that. That happened.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe, you know, but I do believe it. Because I know that I've heard sounds from the other side, and I've heard people talking to me in my ear at like a radio the other side.
Yeah.
I know that they can give us sounds. I know they can do it somehow.
Oh,
I don't know how they do it.
They can.
Yeah.
Well,
and
it's manipulation of energy, Jan. Everything's energy.
Right.
And because they're coming at us from a very, very high vibration, fast vibration, like...
Yeah.
You know, they can flicker a light. It's like easy peasy, right? So we're the denser vibration here. So we're like, wow, that's magic. But for them, it's like, nothing. But anyway, shall we get to our first caller, you guys?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody ready and all tuned up? Okay, area code 478, you're on the air. Thank you for your patience. And could we get your name, please? Hello, area code 478. I fear we have put that poor person. Oh, hi, you're there. Okay, I thought we'd put you to sleep. Could we get your name, please?
Brandy.
Brandy. Hi, Brandy. Welcome. Thanks for waiting. We're sorry it took so long to get to you. Have you got a question or did anything you'd like to ask us?
I really don't even know. It's my first time.
Okay. Well, we're doing we're focusing on totems especially tonight. And so if you're ready, we can do a general reading for you. Jan can start off by doing a totem reading for you, if that's okay.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am. That'd be great.
Alrighty.
Hi, Brandon.
Hi.
First thing I see is I see this yellow glow. It almost looks like a pineapple. It's kind of neat. And then coming out of that is a frog. And that's the very first animal that I'm seeing on you. So let's go right to that. And let's see. So frog is a really neat, it's a transformative animal. it goes, if you hear a frog during the daytime, it will rain very soon. And it will physically cleanse your body. Let's see. It helps cleanse not only your physical body, but also your emotions. So it's a good thing if you need to cry and release any kind of emotional toxicity, it's a good time to do it. Singing and chanting out loud is helpful too, and that can help balance your emotions. And it's also meaning a time of entering into a time of plenty and abundance. And it's also a start of a slow and steady transformational process for you, like a movement from an old life to a new life. So that's really neat. And also, do you feel like any of that so far is registering?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Oh, good. Oh, good. It also says that if you may be really into singing, you can use your voice for that, and that will help arouse deep emotions and stuff like that to clear out. And you enjoy the study of ancient mysteries and particularly art and magic.
Yes.
So is that true too?
Yes.
Oh, neat. Okay, well, that's just the basic thing about what that animal means. And then I just saw the yellow color for you, which is the third, 1, 2, 6, 5, 4. It's fourth chakra, and which is the solar plexus. And that's the solar plexus is all about what your beliefs and what your energy is wanting to do, et cetera, and what you're putting out for and doing in life and what your passions are and stuff like that. So I'm going to go ahead and pass that on over to, I think, whoever wants to, Sue or Lori or Lynn.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So, Sue and Lori, you duke it out. Whoever wants to go first.
I'm ready, unless you want to go, Lori.
Okay. I'll just go real fast. I went ahead. Hi, Brandy. I went ahead and pulled one of my oracle cards, my flower oracle cards, and this is the African violet, and it does have yellow in it. So, the yellow the yellow that Jan was talking about is, thinking. But it says, cleanse your energy. And it says, when you release negativity, the answer to your question shines through. So hopefully that, works in with the frog totem.
Okay.
So I'll let Sue read for you next.
Hi, Brandy. This is Sue.
Hi.
It's funny. I pulled three angel cards for you, and they all coincide with everything that Jan and Lori just said. The first card that I pulled was for a chakra clearing to cleanse your chakras and get them in line and work on your energy to get centered with your energy. And the other one was angel therapy. So whatever it is that you have been letting bother you or thinking about a lot, something that's been really heavy on your mind and on your spirit, you need to call on the angels and ask them for the help. They're always there, pardon me, but they won't come in until we ask them to. So you have to actually ask the angels to come in for you, for their help, and they will be right there to help you.
Okay.
And the other card that I pulled was for creative writing with Archangel Gabrielle. Do you do any kind of journaling or anything?
I've started here and there, but I always seem to forget. I do have it in my on my bedside table.
Okay. Try to stick with that, because that's one of the cards that I did pull up. That can help with any of the problems that you're having. It can help keep a record of your energy highs and lows, the different areas that you're feeling off in your energy, so you can put more concentration on that. With your solar plexus chakra showing up with two of them, and all three of the cards that I pulled have yellow on them.
Oh, my gosh.
You really need to work on that area. That's one of the areas that you really, really need to work on. But just try centering, some meditation, the chakra cleansing, and keep a journal of everything that you're feeling and that you're thinking, and release it all to the angels. Ask them for their help.
Okay.
Did that help you at all?
Yes, thank you. That's
okay,
awesome.
You're very welcome.
All right. Thank you, Sue. I got you. I guess you guys got a lot of singing, and what I got was dancing. And the first thing I drew was a pair of dancing feet, and beside it it says dancing shoes. And the question comes up to you: have you danced your own dance lately? And it says here, you don't have to prove yourself to anyone else. Put your music on and dance your own dance, and don't worry about what anyone else thinks. And I'm pretty sure dance is a metaphor here, but if you like to dance, there, I think go out and dance, but I think that's a lot of metaphor going on here. You're okay as you are, and you don't have to prove it. Just you just get out there and do your dance. And that's what I have for you, Brandy.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you go out there and just tap dance your way to wherever you want to go. okay. So,
Brandy,
that
one more thing.
One more thing, Brandy.
I just wanted to say, I'm sorry. I was counting it the other way. It's the third chakra. The root chakra is the red one, and then the orange, and then the yellow. It's your number three. I just wanted to let you know that. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Lovely. All right. Well, thank you, Brandy. We really appreciate your call, and we're going to move on here we go. Sorry. Okay. Some operator I am. Area code 715, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Yes, this is Kevin, and it's a privilege to be able to talk to you ladies tonight.
Hi, Kevin. I'm glad to have you call. Are you a Kevin we know?
Yes. I know Jan from Facebook, and I've been following your show since you guys started out. I love it.
Kevin W?
Yes.
Kevin Westerlund.
Hi, Kevin. Yay. We're so glad. Yeah, we've been following you, too. Very glad you called in. I was actually going to contact you about being a guest on the show, so I'm glad you phoned in. That's great. Anything we can... any questions you'd like answered, or just
if you just want to give me a general reading, that'd be great, because it's usually my questions may not be what I need to hear. So.
Okay. Well, you can throw a question at a general if you want. No problem.
Oh,
anyway,
okay.
I'm fully confident
in you guys. So.
Perfect.
Aww.
If anything pops up, just, speak up. So we'll put you over to Jan first then, if that's okay with Jan.
Absolutely. And I'm seeing a, there it is. It's a bird in a tree. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Jan.
And I just want to say thank you again for sharing our show this week, too. You do it every week, and we really appreciate it.
Well, you guys do a quality job, so I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Aw.
Thank you. well, it's the first animal that I'm seeing, and there's a few. One of them is a duck, I have to say, in the water. And but the first one was a bird in the tree, in a tree. And it looks like, it sort of just looks like a, not a dove, but it kind of has that dove feeling to it. So I would say more of a bluebird type of feeling it has. And I just want to go with that because that's more of what I'm getting. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, let's see. This is a rare and precious moment, so open up all of your senses and simply enjoy this time. If you're bogged down with everyday events, then you need to just relax and take it easy and take a risk and speak your truth to that special someone rather than holding back and express whatever you need to express, you know, and take some time to spend in a large open space like a meadow and walk in it and just get some time alone and meditate. And you're also coming into your own in many different ways. So welcome this and be relaxed with a sense of confidence and happiness. That's really nice.
Beautiful.
And yes, and they also say about this animal that it's your modest and an unassuming individual and liked by everyone that you meet, and you work very hard, and you're a sweet and kind and gentle person, and yet you're willing to stand up for things, too. So I love that, too. So that, I'm going to leave it at that and pass it on.
Thank you, Jan.
You're welcome.
All righty. So, Lori, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Hi, Kevin.
All right.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for sharing our show. We do appreciate that. I pulled the Flower Oracle card, and this is the euthanasia. I think I'm saying it right. Echinacea. But it says, open your third eye. Let me ask you a question. Do you have psychic abilities?
Yeah.
Okay. I had a feeling you did. I don't know you that well, but I just had to ask you that question. And this card, it says to open your third eye. I'm like, okay. So it's saying it's safe for you to open your center of clairvoyance. By doing so, you'll see the truth. And with that, I mean, like us, you know, we try to help other people, and it's a wonderful feeling that we all get. And I got the number 4. I don't know if that means anything to you, but one of the cards is showing me a number 4.
That's one of my numbers.
That's one of your numbers?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. But, yeah. And the colors that are in these cards, I mean, it may make sense to you, but like orange, do you like the color orange?
Yes.
Okay. Orange is a good soothing color. So, okay, that's what I pulled for you, and I'll turn you over to Sue now.
Thank you, Lori.
You're welcome.
Hi, Kevin. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
It was really strange. I was shuffling my cards, and I had one that stuck to a card, so I put them both back and shuffled, and it stuck to another one. So I thought, okay, this is definitely for you, and it goes right along with Lori was saying. It's Archangel Raziel with clairvoyance. It says, I am helping your spiritual sight to awaken fully so you can clearly see heavenly love. So that would go along with your third eye and opening up your third eye and working more with the seeing of the messages that are coming through, because as you know, we all have different gifts that we work with, so that might be something that's really going to become intense with you now.
That's what I've been working on. That's one of the areas I haven't been able to be too successful in, so.
Well, it's coming your way. Don't give
Beautiful.
Up. Don't give up. It is absolutely coming your way. And the other card that I pulled was with Archangel Michael for crystal clear intentions. Be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith. So that's going to go right along with your clairvoyance and your third eye. Call in Archangel Michael, and he will assist you in opening that up more. And I don't know if you do exercises at all with your third eye, but what I like to do, I close my eyes and concentrate on my third eye and get pictures all around me. If I can close my eyes and be outside and I can actually see the trees and the birds flying and the clouds moving. So just
wow.
Keep working with it. It is coming your way.
Excellent. I'm happy to hear that.
Yes. Just another one of the wonderful gifts that we are blessed with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I have for you, Kevin.
Well, thank you, Sue. I greatly appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Well, that's a great segue because I'm also getting some pretty neat stuff for you, Kevin. The first image I get, do you know who Sisyphus is in the, I think he's a Greek guy?
I'm not sure.
All right.
Well,
he was one of these. Yeah, I would look it up, but if I open another tab, I'm afraid Blog Talk will kick me off, so I'm going to be careful. Sisyphus was a dude who pissed off the gods, right? And his punishment
mm-hmm.
was he had to push a rock up the hill all day long, and then at the very end of the day, it would fall, it would roll back down again. And I see that as your life has been feeling a little bit like that for you by times. So anyway, I'm seeing Sisyphus pushing the rock up the hill. And then at the top, I see a guy going down the hill, arms raised like a roller coaster, right? Going down and from the hands are all these rocks just floating away, and not floating, but flinging all these rocks away. And down at the bottom, there's a couple of little hills you're going to have to like, but I think momentum will take you over them. And from there, it goes into an upward spiral. So tracking that, I'm thinking you're heading out for some good stuff. And the message at the end goes, even though it has felt as if the fire has been dying sometimes, the pilot light is still on and you're going to be okay. And that's what I got for you, Kevin. I like that one.
Thank you. You guys got it so on the money with where I'm at right now, and I've been unable to work for almost 2 years now because I blew up my back. I used to be a physical laborer. And
oh,
I know it's a
good
way of changing my direction.
Well,
so,
I'll tell you what, we'll ask you on as a guest for one of our shows, and you can see how you do. It's no pressure, you know, we're not, we'll just see how you do. You can do some readings and just try your wings. Would that work for you?
Sure.
When
that
you're ready, no pressure. Yeah,
awesome.
No, we'd love to have you. This is a great platform to just test your skills and see how you're doing.
Yeah,
you
I've been
will,
kind of out
come.
Of it. Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just
gonna
teasing.
Say,
I was going to go ahead.
Oh, I didn't say tease away.
Oh, I was just going to say, if you fail, we'll point and laugh at you.
Oh, that works great.
But I was teasing. We're not like
rock.
That. We're not. Yeah. Throw crystal balls, right? But,
that's such big company.
Well, we never know. I think you're heading for some. It's going to get so much better, and it felt like, but it's going to get better. We promise, because it's all coming through. I think in your reading here, so fabulous.
Lynn, can I interrupt for just a moment?
Certainly.
Kevin, this is Sue again. If you're open to it, look me up on Facebook, Sue Fields Del Amante. I feel real strongly if you're open to it with working with you.
I'm definitely open to it, and I thank you for that.
Okay, I would love to be able to help you however I can.
That would be a gift. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Awesome.
I've been getting frustrated calling you guys for the last 3 weeks, and tonight I finally just said, heck with that. I'm going to give it a shot, so.
There you go.
Well,
that's
it.
Fabulous.
Thank you very much.
It was meant
all right,
to be.
Kevin. Love and light. Thank you so much for calling,
love
and we'll be in
guys.
Touch with you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Bless you guys.
All righty. Who have we got next then? 703. Okay. Hi, 703. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Sure. My name's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. Welcome to Enter the Light. Have
you
got a question for us? I think we're all good.
Oh, good. Well, actually, I've been listening to the show, and I'm very in tune to my intuition and my guides. I ask my angels and guides for, clarity all the time. You ask and you shall receive. But then you know, I'm always thankful for when I get the answer. So.
Oh, yeah. 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 Gratitude's an awesome way to go through life. You'll find it the more you are grateful, the more you manifest what you're seeking. It's absolutely true.
You absolutely get back what you put out. So,
it's true.
Yeah.
Have you got any question you'd like to throw at the team today?
Well, my question is, I tried out for a TV show back in January, and I'm wondering if you see the door still open in, this month / August, you see?
Okay. Okay. Well, if Jan's comfortable starting out, we'll go to Jan.
Sure. Yeah. Hi, and what was your name again?
Andrea.
Andrea, you're gosh, this is so intense. I'm seeing red and purple color really dark and vivid while you're talking, and these bird-like things. They're almost like dragons, but not quite. But they're dragon-like type birds, and there's hundreds of them flying, and they're just moving across the way. I have to say it's a dragon. That's an interesting one. I haven't seen dragon in a long time for someone. So let's see.
Well, my friend says the dragons are very much a protector as well.
Yes, they are, and they're just really, they are so cool. They are. You're emerging into a new phase of your life, one where you'll be taking some more risk and being more vulnerable, yet you can be well protected. That's funny that you just said that. There it goes. It just says that. Protection. Do more of the kinds of activities that bring passion into your life. You, are entering into a period of considerable prosperity. So spend some time regularly in meditation or contemplation, and you'll receive some valuable insights and inspiration. And you are faced with some obstacles in the prospect or a business venture, in a project or business venture. That's maybe what you're thinking about, of trying to get this new job.
I just got a new job. I just started Wednesday.
Oh, okay. So you got the new job. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear your question because all of a sudden I get these
when I get start seeing this seeing things, I sort of tune you out on what you're asking.
Oh, well, my question was, I actually tried out for the TV show America's Got Talent back in January, and I was wondering if the doors are still open this month / August. If you still see the doors open.
For August. For this month or August. Gosh. When I saw it, I haven't seen a vision like that so powerfully like that in a long time, you know, on the radio like that.
I have great energy.
You've got, it's really intense. But they were flying a lot of them forward. So it's possible it could be in August because it's, you know, I feel like they're moving so fast going forward. It may be forward for you. I'm still seeing the purple and the red.
It's funny because vision board I have on my dining room table is full of purple.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, and I got purple in my hair. My glasses are purple. I have purple everywhere.
That's probably why the purple's coming in so strong. And but does it matter to you which month it's going to be, this month or July or August?
No, because the live shows are in August, and I asked universe for a sign, and the next state to go to audition is California, and right next to me, a car with a license plate of LA will just pass me.
Oh, wow. Neat. That's so exciting.
Yeah, and then the state that I tried out was for New York City. And then, you know, once again, you ask the universe, and New York City will pass me or just, like, fly right by me, and then California. So those two cars are like, all day long.
And that's for the show in August, in July or August?
Well, either one. I keep asking the, you know, the angels, is this, you know, this journey still going to, you know, is it still on track? Everything's still okay? And you ask them, and then that's the answer that I get.
Well, to me, it feels like it is. I think it's on track. It feels like it's on track to me.
Okay.
I'm not sure which month it would be, though. I keep feeling like it's August, but it may not, may be this month. I think it's positive, and as far as what I'm getting so far.
Well, I'm the girl I sign music and sign language. I can't sing, so the producer loved what I did. So if you see a girl there signing sign language, America's Got Talent, that would be me.
That's so awesome. What's your last name?
It's Gaylor, Galer.
That is awesome. Sign language.
Yeah. Yep. I can't sing, but I sing with my hands. So.
Oh, how amazing that is. Okay,
that's wonderful.
I'm going to pass it over to Lori. That's so cool.
Thanks.
Hello, Lori, are you there?
Lynn, I think Lori got dropped and she's waiting in queue to be picked back up.
Oh, how very silly of me. I didn't. Oh, hang on. Yeah, there she is.
Hello.
Hi, Lori. I'm so sorry. I didn't notice you'd popped up there. Did you hear any of it?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Okay, so are you good to go then?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Hi,
how
Andrea.
Very, very professional.
Okay, the first card that I pulled, it's funny. We're talking about purple. This first card I pulled has a lot of purple in it. And purple is a spiritual color. It is a very high spiritual color. I love the color purple. It's a flower oracle card, and it's the wisteria. I don't know if you're familiar with that flower.
No, not that one.
Okay. Well, anyway, it has a lot of purple in it, and it's good. And it says time to decide. So right now I'm feeling that, you're waiting on that decision for that America's Got Talent. And I feel pretty good about it too. The next card I pulled, let me finish. It says, make a decision. You know, once they call you, make a decision, and sounds like you're ready to go. But the number four. I mean,
I don't know anything about auditions, any of that, but that's more, you know, Jan's line. But maybe like in the next, the four could be 4 weeks, which that will bring us, what, close into August?
Yeah, July, August. But it's funny because I tried out in three states, which was, I went to Pennsylvania, New York, and Florida, and the next one is California. That would be four.
Okay. That would be number four, right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But that seems to me like it'd be, you know, a good indication right there. I'm feeling pretty good about this, too, and I'm happy for you. So that's pretty much, you know, what I got. Just keep your vibes up, you know. Talk to the universe and
every day.
Right, exactly. You know, be very grateful. Are you still there?
Oh, I've cried many tears. Oh, yes, I've cried many tears. Like when I get my signs and all of a sudden the tears will just come down. I'm like, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because, you know, you ask and you shall receive. So,
right,
exactly.
Yep. Okay, well, good luck. And I'll turn you over to Sue.
Thank you.
Uh huh.
Hi, Andrea. This is Sue.
Hi.
I am hearing...
My middle name is Sue. My middle name is Sue.
I keep hearing next round. So I don't know if that's going to be the next round in California coming next month, but that's what I keep hearing, next round, next round, next round. And everything is happening exactly how it is supposed to be happening. So I am also in a very positive note for this. So maybe I'm going to say that the next round is more than likely going to be the next audition in August.
Okay.
That comes through. And I'm also getting something about, have you given up some of your power lately? Because I'm getting that you need to take back your power that you gave away.
I have a friend that has been staying with me, and yesterday I took it back. I said, you know, can no longer stay with me. You need to get your crap out of my house by the end of the month, so you need to get out.
Okay, because I was getting that you gave away some of your power, and you really need to take it back. So.
No, I took it back.
You're a step ahead of me, Beth.
See? I did. I took it back. I'm like, no longer.
That's confirmation that you did the right thing.
Yep.
But everything is looking very positive. Just keep putting your intentions out there, very clear on what you want. And I see it all coming through for you.
Awesome.
Okay. And that's what I have for you.
Awesome.
That's wonderful.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you, Sue.
I'll have to send you a link to my video so you can watch.
Absolutely.
Oh,
please
do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, our Facebook addresses are on the Blog Talk page.
Wow. So, okay. Awesome.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm getting pretty good reading here for you, too. I get the image of three doors, and it says you can choose to open one or you can choose to open all three with patience and not worrying about outcome, just doing it. And these doors, I think, represent opportunities for you. And it says it doesn't matter whether you open one, two, or all three of them, they all lead to the same place. And I get the colored gold, and I get the sign of Leo, which I believe would represent, I know the end of July is in Leo, but I'm picking up more August myself. That's right? Gold would be an August color, right?
And you know what's funny? Because if I hit the golden buzzer, that it's all gold.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah. Yeah, I think you're going to be just fine. And I think you have an awesome attitude. Keep developing your psychic powers. I think you have, you're on the road to, like, do-it-yourself readings, you know? You can,
and my birth mother is a psychic, so I do have some of that in me. And just, sometimes I do, I scare myself what comes, I can see things and I can feel things. So, I do.
Oh, yeah,
vision.
Don't ever be scared of that. It's,
I wasn't first.
Yeah. Yeah, well, for sure, of course. But, keep developing that. You've got an awesome start to that, and just keep on trucking. That's great.
Awesome.
So wonderful. Yeah, it's a nice positive reading. Hello?
I'm interrupting. One more thing, Lynn.
Go for it.
Andrea, is I keep seeing Ed Sullivan. He just is, I know, he's just right there, and he's cheering you on. So I think that's a good song.
I love that show.
Yeah.
That's neat. I love that.
Awesome.
All righty. Well, that's great.
Well,
I hope that helped you. And, yeah, call back sometime and let us know how it goes.
Absolutely, I will.
You. Yeah, we've got your last name. We'll look for you on America's Got Talent. Fabulous.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Love and light, Andrea.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Blessings.
Bye.
Okay. Are you guys holding up? Can we still carry on here?
Yeah.
Right.
Area code 315, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please? Hello, 315. Well, we'll go on to the next caller, I guess. 315, are you there? Hello? Ooh, hate hanging up, but I have to do it. I'm sorry. All right, we're going to move on to area code 310. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hello. Hi. My name is Mindy.
Hi, Mindy. Welcome to Enter the Light. Have you got a question you'd like to ask us?
It's probably about a move.
And this is a move you're making. You're moving to a new a house, or have you got a place
like
you're
to,
moving to?
Yeah, I'd like
are
to
you
be
thinking,
able to. I'm thinking about a move, and in terms of when it's going to happen or what it all looks like.
I'm happy to receive
anything I need to receive.
Yeah, like it's just something that you'd like to have happen, but you haven't put the wheels in motion yet. Is that pretty well
correct? Yes.
Perfect.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So with that, we'll ask Jan. I think we've lost Lori again, so I'll keep my eye out for her. But anyway, carry on. Somebody's dropped here. But anyway, is Jan there?
I'm right here.
Hooray.
Sure.
Perfect. You take it, Jan.
Okay. And what was your name again? I missed it again.
Mindy. Oh, no problem. Mindy.
Okay. Mindy.
All righty.
Yes.
All right. I see water here. And I see a tortoise, and it's just like it's a tortoise, but it's going in the water. So it says about that you're maybe taking way too many of the problems and troubles of others, taking on the energy and problems of others.
Mm-hmm.
So slow down and take your time and enjoy the scenery, even if there's a detour. And be patient. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
And
makes sense.
Be patient and determined and stick with it before you know it, you'll achieve what you're after. And pay particular attention to the shifting sensations in your body. That they are energetically resonating changes in the vibrations of the earth. And it's a good time to change into a vegetarian diet and maybe just eat more vegetables.
Uh-huh.
And getting out on the land and walking around is also a nice thing for you to do. And it's kind of a meditation type thing.
Yeah.
Don't be in a hurry. They really get into that about that.
Good.
And You may have taken on a little bit too much, so you might want to just, try to unweight yourself a little bit and let some of the overwhelming stuff go right now. And I think, that's pretty much what the tortoise does. That's what the tortoise does. It carries everything on its back. And
Right.
So it's a sign of that. And it's a sign of Mother Earth, a strong connection to the earth, mm-hmm. and, you know, and just taking on a lot of stress sometimes. And so, but they're such a neat animal because they're into problem solving. That's one of their
yes.
biggest things mm-hmm. that they know how to do. And they're very, very good listeners. And
mm-hmm.
They move a lot slower than the world around you, but still they get the job done. And so,
fantastic.
Yeah. So I think basically as far as that goes, and I am just going to pass it on over to Sue, or to Lori, and whoever is available.
Thank you.
Do we have a...
You're welcome.
Yeah. Sue, you're still with us, are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And Lori, are you with us?
I think so.
Hmm. You are. You show as having dropped, it said, but you're still here. It's
it must
magic.
Be my phone. Must be right.
Anyway, no, I'm so glad you're still here. It just said you had dropped, and so Blog Talk is confused. Anywho, carry on. I guess we go to Lori next, then, eh?
Okay. Sounds good. Hi, Mindy. The card I pulled
Hello.
For you, the color it's shown is white, and that's a purity color. It's a past life healing card here, and the flower is forget-me-not. But what it's saying is this situation has been triggered by one of your past lives. Heal the past, and you will bring healing into the present. So whatever's bothering you, try to get that, you know, straightened out, taken care of, do some healing, meditation, to move forward. Get out in nature if you can.
Mm-hmm.
And I see, like, in the next card, I see, like, there's some kind of, you know, challenges you've been facing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, work on yourself first, and then, you know, and then things should, you know, come into play for you. And that's what I got for you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Sue?
Hi, Mindy. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
I also was getting the overwhelming feeling of you being weighed down with issues that you're not dealing with. So
uh-huh.
you're going to have to really concentrate on those and clear that space out.
Mm-hmm.
And you're wanting to move, but you're not making your intentions completely clear on what you want. It might be, okay, I want to move, but you have to be more specific and put it out to the universe. I want to move to this area in this house, you know,
mm-hmm.
by this lake. Whatever it is that you're looking for, be more clear to the universe on what it is that you're looking for. And if you put the intentions out there crystal clear and you work on these issues that are holding you back and weighing you down, you're going to be victorious. Everything is going to come your way. But I think that's some work that you have to get done before.
Mm-hmm.
There's negative energy around you that you have to get rid of, that you have to let go of before the positive is going to come in.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
There is a gentleman overseas that I'm interested in, but I don't think it's done yet or it's percolating.
Yeah,
so,
I'm hearing no. So I don't know what
yeah.
that is. If it's
okay.
no, it's right, or no, not yet, or whatever.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
you have to clear out all this negative, dark,
right,
energy that's weighing you down
mm-hmm.
before you can move on. I mean, bring the light around you. The easiest way for me to explain to do it, you know, in Wizard of Oz, when Glinda the Good Witch comes down and she's surrounded
uh-huh.
in a bubble, surround yourself
mm-hmm.
in that bubble of white light.
Okay.
Refuse to let negative energy into it. Whatever
mm-hmm.
negative energy is trying to get in there, put a mirror up facing outward so that negative energy bounces off that mirror. It doesn't matter who it is in your life that's bringing you down, bringing this negative energy in, kick them to the curb. It's not good for you.
Right.
You are going to be so much...
I understand.
Okay. You're going to be so much better off when you get rid of it.
Okay.
Everything...
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But if you do all that, everything is going to work out perfectly for you.
Aw, thank you.
You're very welcome, and that's what I have for you, Mindy.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, hon.
That was lovely, Sue. I really love that metaphor with Glinda because that's perfectly described, you know. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Mindy, I also immediately got a caution sign, which I drew down here. Caution. And it says here, lay a foundation for your plans first. Very, very mm-hmm. emphasized here. And it says here, be careful of trusting someone who may... only be trying, they may seem to be trying to help you, but pay attention to your second chakra, that's in your stomach area, a little bit
uh-huh.
above. When you feel the clenching in there, that's your intuition going, back off, keep away. It may be this person you were talking about, I'm not sure, but
mm-hmm.
just be really, really careful of, there's an old saying about that, about... I can't remember it. You know, people who, a wolf in sheep's clothing. That's what I'm trying to think
sure.
of.
Sure. Uh-huh. I understand.
Yeah. And also, now, not connected with this, but just from spirit comes the name
mm-hmm.
Joseph. However, it comes through, it says, she'll know me as Joe. So this person may have been referred to as Joseph by most people, but you would know him as Joe. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And that's, hello, I'm sorry?
Yes, I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay, this would be an energy from the other side who's connecting
mm-hmm.
with you. Okay, yeah, well, they're just saying hi. There's no message coming through, and they're just around you and are just letting you know they're there.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, shields
you.
Up. Yeah, you can. You're going to be fine. Just don't let any creeps in. Right. All right.
That's good.
We always love
thank
to
you.
Know how things. Yeah, and let us know how things work out, Mindy. Stay strong,
right.
And you're going to be
thank
fine.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so
take
much.
Care.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay. All right, I'm just going to bring our last, I think this is our last caller for the night. Area code 619, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi. Yeah, my name is Donna. Hi.
Hi, Donna. Welcome. We're glad
Hi.
To have you on.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, we're happy to.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what to ask. Maybe I'll have to see what comes through. I have a lot of questions,
yeah.
actually, so, yeah.
Well,
but, yeah,
you're certainly welcome. Like, I think you're the last caller in the queue, so you're welcome to take
okay.
your time and
okay.
ask what you'd like.
Well, okay. I've reconnected with a friend of mine that I was friends with, like, 3 years ago. I just wanted to see if that was a good thing to pick up again or what kind of, just any feeling you have about that.
Okay.
Sure.
All righty.
Yeah, I see.
So, Jen,
sorry.
No, absolutely. No worries.
Hi. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, when you're talking is when the animals start coming through, and these two dogs are there. One
oh.
is lighter,
yeah.
and one is darker, and they're both the same
oh, wow.
kind of dog.
Yeah.
They're small. What would you
yeah.
call them? See? Gosh, what
mm-hmm.
kind of dog is it? I don't know what you'd call them. It's a, they kind of look like a, they're smaller, it's smaller dogs, and it's kind of like a, not a schnauzer, but more of a,
mm-hmm.
oh, I don't know.
Are these animals that I've had that have passed on?
Have you had smaller dogs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They've been small. Well, Susie was like my dog. She was black with a white white chest, but she was kind of she was more Yeah.
Was she a small and she was a smaller dog?
Yes, smaller dog, yes.
Okay, because what I'm seeing, what I was seeing was first I saw a white dog, a smaller dog, and then then I saw a dark dog.
Okay,
and then
so,
I
yeah,
saw
she had
a dog
really bright white chest, yes. So maybe it's the same dog,
I think it's the same dog, because then I saw the dog with both colors on it, but then it turned into two dogs. So
Oh, wow. Funny.
But that's probably her.
Maybe Oh, how
sweet.
I know.
Yeah.
She used to hide bones in my hair when I was younger. She went on my. I had a motorcycle. She would ride on the tank of my gas tank of my motorcycle. Oh, she was. She went everywhere with me. She
oh
was my
god.
Friend. Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
I know.
Wow.
Well, could be her. That's neat.
But I think what she was trying to show was, because the dog split up in two, dogs. And what I was feeling was when you were saying something about a relationship of the two together, is what I feel. I feel like the two of these two dogs were really together. So
there was another dog. She had a litter of puppies and. It was there was another dog that was around at the same time.
Oh,
but,
okay,
yeah,
that's
why.
Right.
Yeah,
so
and she had curly
dog.
Hair.
Okay.
Dark. She was all dark. Yeah, dark with curly hair. So, yeah.
Okay.
I grew up with both of those dogs. Yep.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
All right. Well, basically, I think what I'm really feeling, and I'm not quite sure what exactly everything you said, but I feel like there's that. I feel like there's a good thing between what's happening here with the relationship.
Yeah.
Is that, you're wondering if it's going to be together and stuff?
Well, I just wanted to get what you picked up on as far as I looked it up in an astrology book, and her birthday was under soulmates, so it was kind of interesting. It wasn't many birthdays that each sign had for their soulmates, and she happened to be. Her birthday was in that, so. Yeah.
Oh,
so
neat.
Funny.
That's
yeah.
cool. Just in general, the feeling I'm getting is that this is a good connection for you.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a. Yeah, that's exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
And the dogs
yeah.
made me. The dogs gave an energy off of that too of love. There's a lot of love there. There.
Oh,
and
that's good.
So. Yeah. And so that's how it feels. And I'm glad they came through to say that because that's.
That's so neat.
That's,
Yeah. A lot of good memories with those two dogs for sure. Yeah.
Well, good luck with it and have fun and
I will.
Hope you'll let us know more what happens, and I'm just going to pass it over now.
Yeah. Oh, great. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Lori, you're up.
Okay. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
The first card I pulled, Jane was talking about the white dogs. Well, I got white flowers. Isn't that kind of odd? All these symbols that, these colors are just connecting tonight with everybody.
I know.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Funny.
And the card is a baby's breath. I mean, baby's breath is like a little delicate flower. So, friendships, are supposed to be delicate, that's what it's telling me.
Yeah.
It says to magnify your intentions, so that means, work on your friendship, building that up and such.
Yeah.
Right. And
good.
And the card is saying choose a specific goal to work towards. Your energy is spread out among many ideas. Please bring your focus back to the key intention and let your angels help. So call upon your angels, for this friendship. And the next card I got was the star card.
Okay.
So since we have, the new moon and such, dark side and, you know, talk to the universe and, you know, and those are all good intentions for your situation.
Yeah.
That's what I got for you. So good luck with that.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Sue?
Hi, Donna. This is Sue.
Hi. Hi, Sue.
The first card that I pulled for you was Archangel Metatron, and it's prioritize. Make sure
that's
you
so spot on, yeah.
Focus on your highest priority.
Okay.
It says, I will help you get organized and motivated.
Thank you. That's
so
make
funny. Sure and
yeah.
put yourself and your needs and what's important to you first.
Right.
And the second card that I pulled was Archangel Jaffiel. And it kind of goes along with what Lori was saying because it's outdoors. Go outdoors, get some fresh air, connect with nature to relieve your stress and gain new ideas. So make sure
that's,
and get everything in order, what's important to you. Concentrate on yourself because when you are the best that you can be, you have much more to offer into a relationship.
That's true.
If you're not
for sure.
If you're not at the best you can be, you don't have anything to offer or you have little to offer. I think
for
if you concentrate on what is important to you. And make sure you stick with it. Don't compromise.
That's true. I mean, and I know all these things. It's just nice to hear. Get it from, it's definitely something that crosses my mind. So,
everything's going to go perfect in your favor as long as you get you where you need to be. And you can always lean on this other person for support, but you have to take on the most burden yourself on getting it, getting everything to where you need.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Yep, that sounds good. That sounds good.
And that's what I hear for you, Donna.
Great. Well,
I hope it helps.
I know it does. And thank you. I appreciate you guys' time.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And your gifts. I appreciate it. All right.
Thanks, Sue. That's good.
Thank you.
And so what I got for you, Donna, this is Lynn. So it's not just in regarding to reconnecting with this particular friend, but with people in general, I'm picking up that sometimes you feel once bitten, twice shy. And you're hesitant. I feel a hesitant energy on your part to get involved with people. And, you know, if you do feel that way, then don't extend your hand immediately. Do it slowly as you trust. If you need time to trust, take the time to trust.
Yeah.
But, you know, certainly don't block out friendships that have potential just because you're a little nervous. And it says here, there's a little picture here I've drawn of a pot boiling on the stove. It says your fear of boiling away or being drained by some of these energies around you, these people. And then I drew this little cartoon superwoman. So it's like a little superhero lady. And she's got like Wonder Woman wrist bracelets on. And it says, be your own Wonder Woman and deflect. Deflect all that crap that you're afraid of, okay? Fear makes you weak, and then when you're weakened,
you
don't...
Well, I think it's it's more of a... It's helping me with my patience and just with my certain... Just being able to control my emotions, my reactions. So I think there's a reason why I'm around certain, people that are challenging as far as closed-minded, and I just need to work on not letting what they think in their beliefs, I don't have to convince them of anything. So I think it'll be beneficial as far as my growth in my being in control of my emotions. That's how I look at it.
Well, wouldn't you guys agree that that's an absolutely brilliant way to look at it? And it's because it's all lessons, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just need to overcome. Yeah, I'm have a lot of water on my chart, so that's been, it hasn't, you know, it's something that that I'm aware of. It's just I have to just practice it and to where it comes naturally, and, you know, so it's
oh, heck, we all
progress.
Do. Just because we do this show doesn't mean we don't have to work on that stuff every single day. Do you guys you guys agree with that? I think, wouldn't you?
Totally agree.
Yeah. It's a daily thing.
If I could do that, it would be such a difference in just, you know, maybe gaining more insight and having more clear. I just know that there's still some work that needs to be done and with my how I react. Sometimes I don't have to react. I can just... Exactly. So,
yep. Well, you're on the right path. You're certainly self-aware, and that's a huge. I mean, that's like you're on your way once you've got that self-awareness.
Right.
So,
and I
yeah.
I can ask my angels, and I've been asking, like, you know, my spirit helpers to if there's anything they can do to, I don't know if they're able to help me in that area as far as but I, you know.
Well, since
we
have a wee bit of time, I was just thinking what we could do. I was going to make a suggestion that you go on YouTube and look at the work that James von Prague has put up there.
Okay.
He's got wonderful meditations. And then I'm going to go to Jan, Sue, and Lori and get a suggestion from you guys, a book or a video, whatever.
Okay.
Just something. And if you've got a pen, you know, write it down and try these out.
Here.
Yeah, all good tools. So
I'd love you to,
I'm gonna just suggest James von Prague. I adore so many, but he's the guy that comes to mind.
Yeah.
So Jan, what do you think?
I'm reading quite a few books right now, and but I haven't finished any. Right now, I'm reading a book that my friend Alana just wrote. Alana Clark, and it's in another room. So I don't know the name of it.
Okay, I have the name. I'll Google it. Maybe it'll pop up. That's probably good information.
But
the name.
There's so many neat books. My friend just sent me a book too called Jesus and the Essenes. Book.
Jesus
I
and the what?
Jesus and the Essenes. E S S E N E S. But that's all about Jesus and what happened during his life and the Essenes and the Dead Sea Scrolls. I wish, you know, I really want, you know what?
Fine.
I'm going to walk upstairs and tell you what this book is. This would probably
We can move on to yeah, you go and get the book, and we'll move on
and
see if Lori's got any suggestions for,
you
know, psychic tools or development.
I appreciate it.
Have we still got
Lori? You can always,
here she is.
Yeah, you can always Google or go to your library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can go on Amazon and see what deals they have.
Yeah.
Just
whatever,
you know,
catches
just
my eye, pretty much. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how I started with tarot.
Well, you know, there's so much. There's so much information on. I mean, I'm constantly just learning from just, you know, websites that pop into my email, and I'll read it. You know, there's so much out there. So I just, There's. I mean, it's highway.
Yeah. whatever draws to you. To me, that's meant for you, but. I mean, you could just kind of experiment a little bit. That's what we've all had to do.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I do.
So what about,
what about
you, Sue? Who's have you got any favorite teachers that you can recommend? Or
my absolute favorite teacher, she helped me so much when I was starting out in this field to share my abilities with people, and I learned to meditate from her with Sylvia Brown.
Yes. How can we forget Sylvia?
I mean, it is just absolutely fantastic.
Yes.
Her church.
She's so easy to understand, too. She makes you put it in the shape.
Yes, I mean,
simple.
She was the first one that I spoke with that personally encouraged me to stop pushing my abilities to the side and start letting them come through. She was such a magnificent teacher.
Yes.
And I even had the honor of visiting her several times after she passed. She came to me.
Wow. Oh, nice.
To me, she is the ultimate spiritual teacher.
Yes.
I have.
I've read a lot of her books,
Yeah, I have almost every one of her books. I have tapes. And I mean, she is, and her church are just absolutely fantastic with meditation and spiritual teachings and encouraging any psychic abilities that you already have. That's who I always turn to.
Yeah, that's a good reminder because I did. I've read a lot of her books, but I like to go back and reread them because there's always, you know, my retainment is not the best, but so I like to go over them again.
That's how I am too. And so Donna got the name Lee coming through for you as a spirit guide.
Oh, Lee. Okay.
It could be just, we all have a permanent guide, and then we have several temporary guides that spend time with us. And I don't know if it's your permanent guide or if it's a temporary guide here to help with what you're going through right now.
Okay.
But, and I think it's a male.
Do you think it's somebody that my stepdad, well, he's passed. His birthday is today. His name is Leroy. Do you think it's him?
Oh, that's entirely possible. Because I just got Lee. It's so clear.
Lee, okay. Well, he went by Roy, but his name is Leroy. But, yeah, it could be, my, you know, it's just kind of a coincidence that it's his birthday today. And I think it's going along.
Or it could be a spirit guide. But
oh, just a spirit guide, right?
It came through Lee. So talk to Lee to help guide you through the situations that you're going through right now, too.
Okay. I will. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I love it.
So I have that name of that book, if you want to take this name also. It's called Out of the Darkness and Into the Light.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a neat book, neat name. And it's by Alana Clark, A-L-A-N-A.
Yeah.
Clark.
Yes.
And I just started reading it, and it's really, really neat.
Yeah,
it talks about emotions. It talks about emotions, and she also talks about becoming a medium. And it's really a cool book. But I agree with that, Sylvia Brown. She was one of my very first teachers, too. And I love her.
Me too. So great. Well, thank you so much for giving me some things to go over again. Thank you very much.
Love having you on, Donna. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
And give us a shout and let us know how things go and just keep on deflecting and be Wonder Woman for yourself.
All right. I will do that. Thanks again.
Okay. Love and light to you, Donna. Bye. Okay. Alrighty. We're just about at the end of the show, so I'm just going to do a little roundtable thing. Oh, unless you guys want to hear the lion again. No, I'm just going to go around the circle and see if anyone's got anything. I think we want to just to give a shout out to the Channeling Eric Mediums. Go visit their page. These guys are awesome, just awesome. And you can get a reading for anything, any type of, what am I trying to say here? Any kind of psychic or medium, however they work, there's all sorts of different methods that people use. So you're sure to find somebody that works with your energy. So Jen, anything you've got to say? And we've got about 7 minutes or so to go.
Just thank you very much for all the listeners. We appreciate it. And we just love doing this. It's just something that we felt to do and to share with people, and it's also good practice for us too. But also it's just nice to give out our abilities to people and try to help if we can. And we love it when you call. We so appreciate it. And thank you, and thanks for all the people who share our shows and give us likes and give us comments, and it's just so neat. So it's very uplifting for us all. And anyway, and I love working with all of these ladies here. And have a good week, and God bless you.
Oh, Jan, we love you too. Sue, hello. Anything, or sorry, I'm going to go in alphabetic order. Lori, have you got anything you'd like to say in wrapping up?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank everybody for calling in. I thought this tonight's show was very in sync. We all connected well tonight with the readings. Want to give a shout out to Kevin, and if he needs any help with his developments, one of us can, you know, probably give him a hand, because we all started at the bottom too. So, and I just want to, you know, have everybody make sure, you know, they get out there for the new moon and stay safe.
All righty. And Sue, anything you'd like to say?
I would also like to thank all of our callers. They make this evening so special for me that I'm able to give a little bit of my time and a little bit of help when they need it. It's a big help for me, too. And working with you ladies is absolutely wonderful. I really appreciate the opportunity, and I love you all so much.
Oh.
And just everybody stay centered and absorb all the energy, positiveness the universe has to offer us. And please continue calling in and sharing your experiences with us.
Awesome. Excellent. Yeah. Yeah, and don't forget, you guys, you know, if you're listening to this, it's, chances are good you are very into this kind of work. And just know that it's coming from source through to, it's coming from the same source that we're tapping is the same source you can tap. And so don't forget, you can you just do the work and do the meditations and connect with source, spirit, God, Judy, Rudy, whatever you want to call it. It's the same thing. So just do the meditations and you will get your answers. They do come through. And you don't need to call us, but we're happy when you do. But you can do it yourself, you know. And so keep working at it and never, never, never give up. So I'm really glad you guys called in tonight, and we just want to thank you. And if you want to call in next week, we'd love to have you. 8 o'clock Friday, that's Eastern Standard Time, and that's 5 Pacific, and I think 6 o'clock Central, I believe that is, if that is correct. So wishing you all a really, oops, I'm trying to get the sound to work. There we go. Wishing you all a really happy Friday night, and join us again next week to enter the lights.
Yay! Good night.